Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Let's talk about this. Our friend, EYL alumni, arguably the greatest athlete of all time. Gentleman and a scholar and ambassador for the country of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Very unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Very unfortunate situation. And we wish him the best.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else that's involved in the situation, we wish him the best. But from my understanding, he had a retirement account that was invested in Jamaica.
Yeah, Stocks and Securities Limited, a firm based in Kingston.
$14 million?
$12.8 million.
And just disappeared?
$12,000 is left. $12,000.
So talk about that and then talk about... No, it's not funny.
No, I'm not laughing at it. That's crazy.
Yeah, so talk about that and then let's talk about how that could be a learning experience for anybody else.
Trey, you want to go first?
I mean, it's unfortunate. And when I think of it, I think about the history we've had with banks and investing, and this doesn't help it. The government is really is the issue here. And I think that's what a lot of the citizens of Jamaica are saying. Like, why are they not outraged? Why isn't more being done to a national treasure? Because if it can happen to him at that level, it can happen to anybody. But it's interesting to see. I mean, that's one of those things, especially when you're dealing with banks. There's only a certain amount that can be insured. And so we know that. So to have that amount of money in one place, it's just a very unfortunate situation. Now, they said it was his life savings, which made it even worse.
I don't think it was his life savings.
Because I know, his net worth, they say, is $80 million, but they said that this was the largest amount of money that he
liquid,
had.
Liquid?
Liquid, maybe, like $12 million. So, I mean, to be down to $12,000 is, you can't even fathom that. So, it's, unfortunate and really disheartening is the only two words I can think. For somebody who is just a good dude, man, like we had some time in Jamaica and we spent with him. Humble dude, gracious with his time, very smart. Is business savvy. Obviously, he has plenty of businesses in Jamaica. Is trying to be an entrepreneur on the music side. So to see this happen to him, like I said, this is a national. This isn't the everyday person. This is a national treasure to the island of Jamaica. So we got to get this right, man. I saw Sham. Shout out to Sham, who we linked up with as well. Putting out songs about it to make sure that things get done. And this is one of the things we talked about when we were in Jamaica. Sometimes the government doesn't act in the best way or in the best purpose of the people.
I don't want to put it on the government. I'm not sure if it's private sector. We can't necessarily blame the government.
Well, they're speaking on behalf of it now. They're saying like they're going to do everything that they can now, and they're going to turn every stone that they can to make sure that this is rectified and nobody else is taken advantage of in this way. So shouts out to Usain.
Okay. Hopefully everything works out. Usain Bolt, great guy.
Solid.
How can people how can you avoid not getting caught? I don't know what the situation is, so I don't want to speak about it, but how can you get caught and not avoid not getting caught in a Ponzi scheme or avoid getting your money taken in a type of scam situation? What are some things that you should always look out for?
Man, there's no beautiful answer here. When I put this out, when I heard the rumblings like 2 weeks ago, people was like, why didn't he have his money in America? This too can happen in America. The only real answer is to manage your own money. Like, I don't trust anyone with my capital. People make fun of me all the time. They're like, yo, you're the only person I know that'll still write a check. And why don't you just wire and let this person? I'm like, you let too many people have access to be able to wire funds out or write checks, they will go very fast. Any athlete, entertainer, I will tell you, never give anyone power of attorney over your finances. This is heartbreaking to hear. And then to see what's happening with Bank of America and Chase, and a couple of days ago, money was missing. A lot of these banks were heavily invested in crypto, took some losses, had margin loans, they have to pay the money back in one form or fashion. This is one of the things that we talked about also in 2020 during the recession. Domestic abuse goes up, theft goes up, Ponzi schemes implode, levered accounts blow up, money goes missing. You have to be very mindful. That's why I say you have to check your accounts every single day. And I also have been telling people on Red Panda, like, there's tiers of freedom, but truly, like, there is no real freedom. The more money you get, the more protection mechanisms you need to have in play. So check your accounts every day. Ideally, manage your own. I don't care who the advisor is, who the investor is. You have to know how to be able to do this on your own. So you don't get swindled and don't get POA to anybody. This is heartbreaking, though, because he will probably never get that money back.
Yeah. Why'd you lower my mic?
So I don't pick up the speaker.
What speaker?
Rashad, we got to get, can we get Rashad like an award for like best meme moments? Real subtle though. Boy.
Little confused. Confused of the situation. Yes.
Do you have any advice, insights? If he was your client or if you had a chance to talk to him, like what would you tell him to do? Or what course of action would you have him take?
Well, the thing about it is this, and this is why, it's a few different things that go into play here, right? And he had his money in a bank, so it wasn't even like his money was just randomly in some place that you would think would be insecure. But you have to fully vet everything that you do.
Absolutely.
Fully vet everything that you do. And that includes banks, that includes credit unions, that includes investment firms, that includes stocks, Forex, whatever you're doing, you have to fully vet it, right? That's the first thing. Yeah. Because sometimes you just take things for granted, and when you start taking things for granted, that's when bad things usually start to happen. So, you know, that's the first thing. And of course, it's always good to diversify, right? Like, looking back on it, it probably wasn't the best decision to have just $12 million in one account. Hindsight is 20/20. But especially like if that's the majority of your liquid, you might want to have a few different, you know, accounts and a few different banks. Like even me, I have three bank accounts. I have a bunch of different bank accounts, but I have three banks. So I have three different banks for a variety of different reasons, but anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like anything can happen. Like it's just real. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, so if all three banks go down, then it doesn't even matter anyway, because the whole world is going to collapse at that point. But, you know, you just got to always diversify. I have two brokerage accounts. My son has a different brokerage account. I have three banks. Like I'm just, you know, you got to be just careful.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop, bag drop.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.